Parshas Devarim, and welcome everybody to our three-part series. This is the final part, Be'ezus Hashem, on the Inyan of Bein HaMetzarim and the upcoming Moed of Tisha B'Av. As we've explained so far, both in our introduction and also in last week's Vat, it's critical with regard to all of our Avodas Hashem that it has to be real. It has to be tangible rather than just esoteric and something that we can't connect to. And that's why, in particular, with regard to the upcoming Moed of Tisha B'Av, it's critical that we make the Avoda as real and as tangible as we possibly can. And that way we will, Be'ezus Hashem, be able to connect to the Avoda of Tisha B'Av. And that way it will be an uplifting experience. Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach. We mentioned last time that the Rambam quite clearly defines for us what the tachlis, what the entire function of the Beis HaMikdash was. And he says, in essence, the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash is for one of two reasons. Number one, it is a place in which there is hakrovas korbonos. Number two, it's a place in which Klal Yisrael went up three times a year. This is the mitzvah, of course, of being Oyla Regel. So, the Rambam has clearly told us, two functions in the Beis HaMikdash, Korbonos, which is, of course, on a daily basis, and Aliyah LeRegel, which is three times a year. So, in last week's Vav, we tried to examine a little bit what it was like to be in the Beis HaMikdash, to see the Avodas HaKorbonos, to be privy to the Nisim, that happened on a daily basis, and how that would uplift a person inevitably, how it would be impossible to leave the Beis HaMikdash unchanged. And that's, of course, what we're missing, as we do not, unfortunately, have the Beis HaMikdash. So this week, Be'ezus Hashem, in the third and final part of our series, we want to look a little bit at the second aspect of the Beis HaMikdash, and that, of course, is the inyan of being Oyla Regel. Now, just by way of introduction, we should point out that it is no coincidence, as the Mefarshim explain, that the 3 weeks always fall out, Parashas Matos, Masei, and Devarim, and sometimes Parashas Pinchas as well. This year, for example, Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, it was Nidcha, but Shiva Asa B'Tammuz was actually Parashas Pinchas. We could just ask everybody, please, to be muted. So why the significance? So the Mefarshim explained, because in the parashas of Matos and Masei and Devarim, the Torah talks about capturing Eretz Yisrael, being victorious over the Goyim, which is, of course, in Yonim that we are missing during this very period of Bein HaMetzarim. But in particular, what's relevant to us is that Parashas Pinchas also finds itself invariably in the 3 weeks, and as the Mefarshim explained, the Shloh, the Bnei Yisoscha, and others, that one of the primary parashas in Parashas Pinchas is, of course, the parasha of the Moyadim, discussed at great length, all the korbonos of every single Moyad in the Beis HaMikdash. And as the Shloh writes, that is no coincidence, because it's precisely in the 3 weeks that, of course, we cannot really celebrate the Moyadim the way that we should. Even though we have Sukkos, we have Pesach, we have Shavuos, but we do not have the mitzvah of being Oyla L'Regel. We do not have the possibility of being Makriv the Korbonos, the Chagiga, the Korban Pesach. So the parasha of the Moyadim is very appropriate to mention during the 3 weeks, because in the words of the Shloh, we hope that the tzoymois, the fasts, yishapchu l'moyadim, will in turn be switched and will be converted back into the moyadim. But at the moment, they're not. And it's those moyadim, and in particular the mitzvah of being oyla l'regel, that we would like to discuss for a few moments this evening. The mitzvah of being oyla l'regel is mentioned first time in Parashas Mishpatim. Shalosh regolim tachoig li bashono. On three occasions you shall celebrate for me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, three times a year. Interestingly, the Yomim Tovim, which are of course Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, are referred to in the Torah not as Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. The Yom Tov, for example, of Shavuos is called the Chag HaKotzir in that Pasuk, and then the Chag HaOtzif, which is, of course, Sukkot. The time that you both reap and gather in your produce in the field, which of course is a reference to Shavuos and Sukkot, in addition to Pesach, those are the times of year that you will be Oile L'Regel, as the Torah concludes, Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana Yeiroye Kol Zechurcha El Panei Ha'odoin Hashem, to come, as it were, in contact with the Master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban on that Pasuk points out that those last two words are absolutely critical. Ha'odoin Hashem. That, in fact, is the entire purpose of the mitzvah of being Oile L'Regel. To remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Odin. Because it's precisely at the time of Yom Tov, because it's the Zman of Ketzira and the Zman of Asifa, of course there exists a terrible chashash that after a person has invested all his efforts and energy and time and work into planting the field and now he's seeing the fruits of his labor, there exists a chashash that a person might be saying to himself, Koichi v'oitzem yodi, osolias achayel hazeh. Look what I have produced. All those long, dark, difficult, cold winter months of hard work, it's all paying off now. All my great ingenuity, all my great know-how is now producing the great results. Says the Torah, precisely at that time, to the contrary, you leave your karka. It, as it were, is a mini shmitah. You abandon your karka, you leave your home, and you come to the Beis Hamikdash, and you remind yourselves who, in fact, is the other in Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss. And as the Sfaranu writes also on that posuk, Al HaKotzir V'Al HaOsif, when you come to reap and to gather in your produce, it's critical to remember three words, says the Sfaranu, Ki Mimenu HaKoil, that everything absolutely comes from him. So the Torah, the way the Rishonim are explaining to us, has clearly defined for us what is the purpose of the mitzvah of being Oile L'Regel. It is to remind ourselves at timely junctures during the year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Odoin Hashem. Very similar pasuk in Kisisa as well. Shalosh Ponim Vashana Yeroye Kol Zechurcha Es Panei HaOdoin Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Remember who is the Odoin Hashem Elokei Yisrael. And this, therefore, would explain to us a very puzzling Gemara. Because even though the Torah seems to indicate that everybody is mechuyev to be Oile L'Regel, but the Gemara in Psachim in fact tells us that no, it does not pertain to everybody. The Gemara says the following words, Kol Adam sheyesh lo karka, any person who is a landowner, Oile L'Regel. V'she'ein lo'i karka, ein oile l'regel. Why is that? Why is a precondition to be obligated in the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, why is it critical that one owns land? But in light of the psukim we've just read, and the way the Rishonim have explained, we understand it very well. Because it's precisely those people who own land and have been working that land, they are the ones who run the risk of forgetting who indeed is the Pnei HaOdoin Hashem. You've worked hard, you're seeing the fruits of your labor, you better go to the Beis HaMikdash to have this timely reminder who indeed is the Pnei HaOdoin Hashem. We mistakenly think you plant the land, you reap, you sow. There is a whole system there called Teva, and we, in fact, are dictators of that system. Says the Sfarnu, just remind yourself when you're Oile L'Regel, who is the Mesader in Yone Yisrael? Who indeed is the controller? Be'inyonim haruchniim asher lemalo min hateva. There is nothing natural, quote unquote, about seeing your fields produce the fruits of your labor. That is miraculous. It's a miracle that happens with frequency, and therefore we refer to it as teva. But that needs to be reminded to whom? Specifically to those people who own land. And for that reason, when one would be Oile L'Regel, one indeed would be Zoicha to see open miracles. And open miracles were a critical aspect of the mitzvah of being Oile L'Regel. Because that was the whole purpose of being Oile L'Regel, to remind you that ultimately everything indeed is miraculous. The first miracle is in fact described by the Torah. The Torah says in Parashas Ki Sisa, a phenomenal, remarkable nes. You will leave your houses, you will leave your lands, abandon your property, v'loy yachmoid ish es aretzecho. Nobody will have any desire to take your land. In natural, quote-unquote, circumstances, if you abandon your home and you leave your karka, then it's open property. Anybody may well just come in and take whatever they like. The Torah says as a promise, V'lo yachmoid ish es aretzecho. Nobody will desire your land, ba'aloyscho, when you go up, le'ro'es es p'nei Hashem v'lo'ikecho, sholosh. We just have to stop and think and picture this to ourselves in a very real way. Entire towns, entire neighborhoods, entire cities were emptied out. You would have thought that this was easy fodder for the goyim, for example. Indeed it was. Nobody ever took anything. You could leave your house, you could leave your fields, you could leave everything behind, and you could be rest assured that miraculously you'd come back and it would all be untouched. That is part and parcel of the mitzvah of being Oile L'Regel. That's not just a reward, a prize-giving ceremony. Rather, that is the essence of being Oile L'Regel. To remind yourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss. And in the same way as when you clearly see that when you leave your property unattended and nothing is taken, remember also it's the same Pnei Ha'odain Hashem who's controlling Mesader in Yone Yisrael when you planted and reaped your field. It was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash takes up the story. The Medrash there in Parshas Ki Sisa tells us a number of miracles. Maisa, there was a story. Somebody who left his house, including a bayis shel taranagoilim, a whole coop of chickens. When he came back, he found that there were cats who were ripped to pieces. What had transpired was that the cats had indeed attacked the chickens, which is, quote-unquote, a natural set of circumstances, but miraculously the chickens had managed to overcome the cats. And therefore the chickens that he had left, unattended, were still there, safe and sound. The Medrash tells us another story. Rabbi Pinchas, says the Medrash, says he saw two brothers in Ashkelon, who had non-Jewish neighbors. The non-Jews saw the mass exodus of all the Jews up to Yerushalayim. And they thought to themselves, right, this is open season. We'll be able to take whatever we want. However, when the owners left the property to be Oile to Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized that there were malochim, nichnosim, v'yoytzim, bidmusam. There were malochim coming in and out, and they looked exactly like the original owners, so that the goyim thought that in fact they hadn't left after all. When the owners indeed came back, the goyim were startled. One second, where have you come back from? I thought you'd been here all along. And they asked the Jewish owners, one second, who did you leave at home when apparently you indeed left your home? Omrin, they said, v'loi barnash, we left nobody there at all. And the goyim all of a sudden realized that this was miraculous, and they said, Baruch Eloika Kudsha de Yehudoi. Blessed is the God of the Jewish nation. He never abandons them. An open miracle. The flip side of the coin, as described by that very Medrash, is the tragic story of Novois HaYisraeli. Now, Novois HaYisraeli is known to us from the Novi, because the Novi describes the tragic story how Achav HaMelech sent a message to Novois. He saw Novois had a magnificent piece of land, and he said, I would like you to sell me that piece of land. And he refused. Achav was so angry that together with his wicked wife, Izebel, they conjured up a whole plot. They hired false witnesses to testify falsely against Novois, and they had him killed. And that way Achav was able to take his land. It's not clear at all from the Novi what was it that all of a sudden urged Achav to have a desire for Novois' land. What did Novois do wrong? But the real story is to be found here in the Medrash. Novois hoya koiloi noe. Novois had a tremendous voice. And every year he would be oile to Yerushalayim, and he would be the Shliach Tzibur. V'hoyu kol Yisrael miskansin lishmoya koiloi. He was the chazan. All of Klal Yisrael would hear his magnificent voice. Pamachas, on one occasion, he decided, I can't be bothered. Loi olo, I'm not going up this year. That was the year that Achav took away his land. Mi goram loi, says the Medrash, what caused it? Because he did not go up to Yerushalayim, lechabed es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he was not deserving of the schar, of the havtacha, lo yachmoid ish es aretzacho. Rashi famously tells us, it's a Rashi in Mishlei, kabeid es Hashem mehoincho, hoincho can be read as megroincho, from your throat. If you had the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your throat, meaning with your beautiful voice that you were blessed with, and you chose not to do so, then you had to suffer the terrible consequences. Why was it indeed that Achav never previously desired Novois' land? And the answer is because that was the Haftocha. As long as Novois was being Oile L'Regel every year, so you have a Haftocha, lo yachmoid ishes aretzacho. Not that he wanted it, but couldn't execute his plan. He didn't want it. How can that be that he didn't want it? That's the Haftocha. That's the Haftocha. Lo yachmoid ish es aretzacho. At the time that Novois said, I'm actually not going up this year, that is a steerer to the whole essence of the mitzvah. It's not just that he failed to be Mekayim the mitzvah. By not exercising your voice, by not using your voice to be Mechabed es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what in fact are you demonstrating? That I'm the boss of my own voice. That is antithetical to the whole essence of the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. The mitzvah of being Aliyah L'Regel is to clearly demonstrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Odo in Hashem. He is the boss. And if you've been fortunate enough to be blessed with a beautiful voice, recognize where that voice comes from. And if you don't, you lose the Haftocha. lo yachmoid ish es aretzucha. So the whole being oyla l'regel was a miraculous experience for all those who abandoned their property, but so too when they got to the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, the Gemara tells us in Sukkah, it describes specifically the mitzvah of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the famous Mishnah, Mi sheloi ro'o Simchas Beis HaShoeva, loi ro'o Simcha miyomov. It was an unequaled, unmatched Simcha. But the Gemara describes the whole experience. Omer of Yeshua ben Hanania, Keshahayinu Smeichem, when we rejoice the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Loi ro'inu sheino be'einenu. We didn't sleep at all for days on end. More queries, how could this be? But they didn't sleep. How could that be? Ketzad, says the Gemara, we had an action-packed program. Sho'ori sheino, we were busy with the Tomit Shel Shachar. And Misham, we went to Davin. From then, we went to Makkah, the Korban Musaf. From then, we went to Davin Musaf. From there, we went to the Beis HaMedrash. Then we celebrated, we had Achila Vashtia, we had the Sudas Yomtiv. From there, we went to the Tfilah of Mincha. Then we sacrificed the Tomit Shel Ben Arbaim, and Mikan, Ve'elech, Le'simchas, Beis HaShoeva, and we danced, and we celebrated all night. Who had time to sleep? Miraculous. That was the uplifting, miraculous experience of Sukkot. The Gemara tells us, in Yuma, b'sha'osh Yisrael oylin l'regel oymdim tzufin u'mishtachavim revochin. We discussed this with regard to the Mishnah in Ovis, but here the Gemara tells us it happened specifically when they were oylin l'regel oymdim tzufin. What's the translation of the word tzufin? We normally translate it as packed. Look at Rashi. Rashi says it was so squashy. Meiroiv ha'am, af raglov, nitolin me'al ha'oretz. Their feet were actually off the ground. In other words, tzfufin, from the Lashon of tzaf, which means to float. It was so packed that your feet actually were not on the ground. Rather, they were floating. But when it came to bowing down, mishtachavim revochim, all of a sudden they had four amos on either side. Anes golui. The Gemara tells us, bizman aliyah regal, they used to show all those who had made their way to the Beis HaMikdash, look at the lechem haponim. Miraculous. It's hot. A week later, the bread is still warm, exactly the way it was a week ago when they took it out of the oven. The Ritva there says you can actually still see the steam emanating from the challahs, from the lechem aponim on the shulchan. The Gemara tells us also in Yuma that when Klal Yisrael were oyla l'regel, they used to pull back the pareches, and they were privy to be able to see inside the kodesh kodshim, and they would see the kruvim. Says the Gemara, they were told, Re'u chibaschem lifnei hamokim. Look at the tremendous love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has towards you, the two kruvim facing each other. Kechibas zohar v'nekeva, that's the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has towards Klal Yisrael. An indescribable, miraculous, and uplifting experience that was being oyla l'regel. We have a little bit of a taste of a taste of a taste of a taste. If you go to Yerushalayim and you daven by the Kosel Maravi, it's an uplifting experience, but we all understand that it's a drop in the ocean because we cannot see the Lechem Aponim, and we cannot see the Kruvim, and we cannot be Zeicha to Mishtachavim Revochim. And therefore, clearly, as we know what we had and we feel what we've lost, our avodah here in Golos is to try and conjure up, to the best of our ability, a mini Aliyah L'Regel experience. Every time we daven, we are essentially coming into contact, as it were, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaMispalel Tzorech Shiechavein Es Liboi LaShomayim. You're facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like the Beis HaMikdash was a mokum of simcha, Mesois Kol Haaretz, the more we are mechazik ourselves in our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be oimed lifnei Hashem, then we too will also feel that simcha. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, how so? Boyu lefonov birnono. Usmachtem how? Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. And we too, therefore, even in Golos, can be zeich in a small measure to some of the miracles we just mentioned. One of the Gedolei HaRishonim, the Tashbetz, described that he saw in Golos a Beis HaMedrash in which it was overpacked, and physically, mathematically, there was no room for everybody. And somehow everybody fits in. Says the Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, I saw the same as well. I cannot reveal the details, but if you look in the Sefer Chutam Meshulash, it says there that actually he was describing his own Beis HaMedrash, in which there were hundreds of Talmidim who crammed in, and miraculously they all managed to fit in, reliving what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Nes of the Lechem Aponim, which clearly is, of course, a reference to Parnasa, we can also be zeicher to that. In the Kodesh Kodshim, there was a little Tzintzenes Hamon, a little flask of mon, which was a reminder for Deire Deiras that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the provider of Parnasa, even if it doesn't rain down Min HaShemayim in the format of mon. You had in the Beis HaMikdash the menorah on one side and the shulchan on the other. Most people find themselves standing between the menorah and the shulchan. I have my menorah on one side, my kriyas itim l'Torah, and I have my shulchan. I have those hours of the day that I have to be investing my energy and efforts into parnasa. What we have to remind ourselves is that there are those who live in the Kodesh Kodshim. They live a life of Oroin. So they have that Tzintzenes Hamon. And all of us can connect to that. As the Rambam famously writes at the end of Shmita V'Yovel, Lo Yishevet HaLevi Levad. Anybody can dedicate his life to Torah, and says the Rambam, if you do so, Harizen Niskadesh Kodesh Kodshim. Of course, a reference to the type of life that you will live if you dedicate that life to a life of Torah to the best of your ability. So we too, even in Golos, can be zeicha in a small way to the Nisim described in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chasam Sofer said he saw it with his own eyes. You can ask any Ben Torah that you bump into the Beis HaMedrash, and I guarantee you, he'll have a list of stories how he sees on a daily basis miracles when it comes to Parnasa. That's the Lechem Aponim. That's the Tzintzenes Hamon. That was the whole function of being Oile L'Regel. It was this uplifting, miraculous experience, first and foremost, and primarily, as we mentioned in the beginning, to remind ourselves who the real Adonai Hashem was. But we must say, in conclusion, lest we think that this is why we're missing the Beis HaMikdash, lest we think that the reason why we sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av is because we're missing miracles. And if only we would have the Beis HaMikdash back, Parnasa would be easier. And Shalom Bayis would be easier. And Chinuch HaBonim would be easier. And all the difficulties that we face in our life, all our problems would be solved, as if to say, that's why we're mourning the Beis HaMikdash. That's a grave mistake. Can you imagine? Moshe l'moad avodoyme. somebody is about to marry off his only child, and a week before the wedding, all of a sudden, his father passes away. Tragedy strikes. He sits Shiva and has barely dusted himself down from a week of Shiva, and he makes his way to the chuppah of his only child. And of course, the gaping void, his father's not there, is overwhelming. And somebody comes up to him and puts his arm around him and says, you know, I'm so sorry that your father's not here. And the Baal Simcha sheds a tear and he says, thank you so much. I appreciate that you feel for me. And then the guest finishes off the sentence and he says, yes, I'm so sorry your father's not here, because if only he was here, he probably would have paid for the wedding. Says the Baal Simcha, that's a nechama. That's why I'm missing my father? Because then my financial worries would be organized and would be eased. I'm missing my father because I feel I can't celebrate without him. That the whole simcha is not the simcha should be. Not because I've got a check to write and I don't know how I'm going to finance it. And if only my father would be here, he'd fund the chasana. That's why I'm missing my father. To miss the Beis HaMikdash because we have problems in Golos is missing the boat. We don't have miracles. We struggle with Parnasa. If only the Beis HaMikdash would be here, we would be Zeicha to the Lechem Aponim and the Tzinsenes Hamon. That's why we're missing the Beis HaMikdash, to sort out our problems. The Rambam in the very last line of all Yad Chazakah says, Loi nisavu ha-chachomim va-nevi'im yimois ha-moshiach. Do you know why the chachomim and the nevi'im, over all the deiros, why was it that they desired the Beis HaMikdash? Loi kidei she-yishlutu al kol olam. Not just because then they'll be able to rule supreme over the world. V'loi kidei le'choil v'lishtois v'lismoyach. Because then everything will be easy and wonderful and a comfortable life. No. Elo kedei sheyu pnuyim b'Torah v'chochmasa. Because then I'd be able to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'd have time to learn the way I want to learn. V'lo yir esek kol ha'olam. Elo lo da'as es Hashem. Lo da'as doesn't just mean to know, it means to connect. That's why we miss the Beis HaMikdash. Because we don't have that ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Lifnei Hashem that we could experience when we were being Oyla Regel, we don't have that nowadays. When we do, then automatically we'll be Zeichet Nisim. Because when you live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you live transcended from all of Teva. So Mamela Yozaicha Tanisim. But that's not why we're missing the Beis HaMikdash. We're missing the mitzvah of being Oyla L'Regel because it was the uplifting experience of Kirvas Elohim Li Toiv that we do not have the ability to recapture now in Golos. We try. In the Avodah of Tfilah, we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not the same. Even if we go to the Kosel Maravi, it's not the same. We can get perhaps a small taste, but it's a very small taste after all. We're not looking and awaiting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Geula in order for him to sign the check. Lo yinitzavu chachomim v'nevi'im. Why are we awaiting Mashiach? In order to be pnuyim b'Torah. To be able to live lives that are more ruchni. In order to be able to live lives in which we are more cognizant of the fact that Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid Lifnei Hashem. And if indeed we'll be Zeicha to that, then indeed we'll be Zeicha to Idwes Hashem Besimcha, because it will be Boyu Lefanov Birnono. It'll be Osmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Indeed our lives will be miraculous. Our lives will be full of Simcha. But at the moment, we don't have that. And as long as we don't have that, then we have to endure yet another Tisha B'Av. So in this mini series of ours, we have tried to the best of our ability to capture a little bit, a taste of what it was like to enter the Beis HaMikdash on a daily basis, to see the Avodas HaKorbonos, Koyanim Va'avodosom. We've tried to re-experience a little bit of what it was like to be Oyle L'Regel, abandon our property and see it untouched miraculously, to see all the nisim of the Beis HaMikdash, but above all, to feel what it means to be Lefnei Hashem. And as we entitled our series, indeed, if we know what we had, then and only then we can feel what it is that we've lost. And if we feel what we've lost, then indeed we'll be misabel on Tisha B'Av. Kol ha-misabel al Yerushalayim zoicha v'roya b'simchosa. So may indeed this Tisha B'Av Tov Shin Pei Beis be the last. And may this time next year, we'll be talking not about history, but about current events, Avodas HaKorbonos, the mitzvah of being Oyle L'Regel, the recognition of who the true Odin Hashem really is, Bezuchus the Avelus, we should be Zeicha, V'Roya, B'Simchosa, B'Bias, Mashiach Tzidkenu, U'B'Binyan Beis HaMikdash, B'Mheira, B'Yomenu, Amen.
Amen.
Shukoach.
Thank you
for the series. For the entire series.
Cult of everybody.